when Simon Reish Ches, we're up to Sif Ches, and that's what we're doing today. Al pas dochen uflizo o shelshar mine kitnias mevar shakol vacher barnafashis. Rice is the exception. It is the only bean, the only legume that gets a bracha of bari min amazonis when you turn it into a dish. All other beans will get the bracha of bari pri adama and nothing more. And if you make a bread out of them, since you ground them down, they lose their bari pri adama and they become shakol, even though you now made a bread out of them. So if you'd make a bread out of any kind of bean other than rice, its bracha would be shakol. If you make bread out of rice, so there it would be mezonis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes into the fact that there's a big machlokas aposkim. What is oriz? What is dochen? Lahalacha we paskin that oriz is rice. Dochen is millet. Dochen is a bean. And you will never say bari min mezonis on it. Whereas rice, you will say bari min mezonis on. There are some who say that millet too gets the halacha of rice, where you'd say bari min mezonis on a dish of it. Now, what happens? So what does it say here? That if you made a bread out of one of the other forms of bean, you just say a shakol. What if it becomes normal? What if it becomes the done thing to make bread out of a bean? The halacha then is, the halacha in such a case would be that it won't lose its bracha, and it'll be a bari pri hadama. You'd say an hadama on such bread. Hagohos et tafshel meshar minei kitnias, afilu im nisharu shleimim v'tovim, afilu nisharu shleimim, v'tovim v'usholim kamo chayim, mevarach bari pri hadama. So the halacha is like this, not afilu, im nisharu shleimim. If you go ahead and make a dish out of a bean, so if they're whole, and they are as good cooked as they are when they're raw, that means that they're eaten cooked, you make a bore pri adama. Vim nasmachu legamri, whereas if they're totally mashed in a way that they're unrecognizable, o she'enem tov mavushal gachayim, or people don't eat them when they're cooked, mavaro shakol. So this really is a halacha that we learned back in Reish Beis, where if you grind something down, if it's still nicker, if the mamasha was kayim, you could tell what it is, then it maintains its bracha. It's only if it's non-recognizable that it loses its bracha. There's another halacha there that if you cook something that is not normally cooked, it will lose its bracha. So, in order that a cooked bean will maintain its bracha, it's got to be recognizable and as good when it's cooked, meaning people will normally consider this something that could be cooked, at least as good as raw. In all cases, if that is the normal use of the particular bean, even if it's not nicker, the halacha would be that its bracha would be barei pri hadama. But if it's not really the regular use of it, then you have to find out. You really do have to find out if it's normal, and if it's not, and if it is not, and it's not recognizable, then its bracha would go down to shakol.